This is the second annual Walter Harper Day, passed into legislation in April 2020. Senator Click Bishop, who sponsored the bill, said Walter Harper left an indelible mark on Alaska history when at the age of 20 became the first person to stand atop a summit of Denali on June 7, 1913. Alaska historian Dr. Mary Erlander stumbled onto Harper's story when researching Hudson Stuck, the English immigrant, cowboy, and Episcopal archdeacon of the Yukon. But it was Harper's story, she thought, that needed more telling.
I thought, this is a spectacular story. People need to know about him. Every school kid should learn about Walter Harper.
She wrote the book, Walter Harper, Alaska Native Son, published in 2017. Erlander was the director of Arctic and Northern Studies at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. In 1913, co-leaders Hudson Stuck and Harry Karstens put together the team of Robert Tatum, Walter Harper, who was Stuck's Athabascan assistant and guide, and two 15-year-olds, John Fredson and Isaias George. It took about 3 months to get from Fairbanks to the top. Fredson and George maintained the base camp for 4 weeks while the expedition team summited Denali. It was Stuck who thought that an Athabascan should be the first to step on the taller southern summit. A group of Alaskans has formed the Walter Harper Project. They have a website, walterharper.org, and are taking donations there to help erect a statue. Earlier this spring, Doyon Limited put $25,000 in the pot. Spokesperson Sarah Obed says that's because Native history matters.
We really hope to educate the public about Walter Harper and his accomplishments and his life. We view his leadership as something to emulate.
Obed says Doyon has also offered a home for the statue near the Chena River.
It's a prominent landmark here in Fairbanks and homeland of the Athabascan people, and it'll be a really great place for community members and tourists and visitors to learn about this part of our history.
The committee has selected Gary Lee Price to design the Walter Harper statue, which is scheduled for unveiling a year from now on Walter Harper Day 2022. Fairbanksans may be familiar with Price's work, as he did the sculpture of children in front of Denali School on Lathrop Street in Fairbanks. Historian Erlander says one of the models for that sculpture was Mike Harper, Walter's grandnephew.
We loved the movement in that sculpture and just how lifelike the children were. And we wanted to convey that energy and enthusiasm and love of life and love of nature that Walter had.
Those also inspired a special one-hour episode of the children's animated series Molly of Denali, airing today on PBS Kids.
We've been learning a ton about mountain climbing.
We want to show you we're ready for Denali.
That's at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. on KUAC TV. Erlander says it's not just the summiting of Denali that makes Harper remarkable, but his complement of subsistence skills and character traits.
Here's a guy who is universally admirable, whom every Alaskan could feel proud of.
Harper was only 25 when he and his wife, Frances Wells, died on the steamer Princess Sophia when it ran aground in Lynn Canal in 1918. The couple were on their way to the lower 48 so Harper could attend medical school. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.